Something's rotten in the state of Denmark.
The theme of corruption is firmly established in this line spoken by Sentinel Marcellus. This line represents sentiments at the time of the Middle Ages, the era in which Hamlet is set. The majority of people believed that the health of a nation was connected to the legitimacy of its king. As a result, the state of Denmark suffers for the immorality of its leaders. Corruption in Hamlet is manifested through both external and internal rot. The first indications of political corruption occurs in Act 1, Scene 2, in the line, "Foul deeds will arise, though all earth overwhelm them to men's eyes." After the appearance of the ghost of his father, Hamlet says how he suspects foul play. This line demonstrates Hamlet's fixation with uprooting the rot and corruption in the state of Denmark. Throughout the play, Hamlet endeavours to discover and root out the rotten core of Denmark. As a result, he grows increasingly disgusted and perturbed by manifestations of death. In Act 2, Hamlet tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern that he sees the beauty of the world around him as nothing but a foul, pestilent congregation of vapours. The truth of his father's murder and the political corruption that plagues the state of Denmark has made him incapable of looking past this, so much so that throughout the novel he develops this pessimism and preoccupation with disease and foulness. In Act 3, Scene 4, Hamlet demonstrates his obsession with the moral corruption of his mother in the line, "Pestilence, rot, mould and decay litter his semantic field." Hamlet becomes obsessed with physical corruption, as seen in the lines, "'Tis an unweeded garden that grows to seed, things rank and gross in nature possess it merely." In Act 1, Scene 2, Hamlet compares his world to a neglected garden filled with rotting weeds. Stewed in corruption, honeying and making love over the nasty sty. His obsession is the reflection of his larger anxieties at the deteriorating health of not his mother's morals, but of the very nation of Denmark. The themes of corruption are also established through the symbols of both poison and death. Hamlet's preoccupation with foulness is shown when he confronts his mother Gertrude about her marriage to Claudius. He calls Claudius a mildewed man and refers to the rank sweat of their unseamed bed.
This skull, sir, was Yorick's skull, the king's jester.
This?
He and that.
Let me see.
Yes. Poor Yorick.
Okay.
I think that this scene most prominently portrays the theme of death. Hamlet finds the skull of Yorick, a former court jester, whilst paying a visit to the graveyard, and he is flung into despair, and this is one of the play's most profound moments where he realises the true finality of death. Hamlet mourns Yorick, remembering him as a man of infinite jest, and recognises that all comes to an end despite greatness or achievement. Here we also see Hamlet's fascination with decay, where he asks the gravediggers working in the yard for detailed descriptions of how long exactly it takes for flesh to rot off human bones. Hamlet's continued fixation on the undignified but inescapable process of dying and decay shows that he feels incapable of stopping whatever is festering at the heart of Denmark. And in the end, Fortinbras is the only one left to take over the Danish throne after Hamlet, Claudius, Laertes and Gertrude all die. Out of all the characters, however, it could be easily argued that the ghost is the most representative of this theme. From the opening scene, we see him instantly symbolising the traditional and modern sense of fear and death. He sets the play into motion because of his unnatural end, that leads to several other key themes, such as corruption and revenge, causing murder, suicide, and accidental death. It could also be argued that Hamlet is more representative due to his thought-provoking and introspective nature, where he contemplates the physicality of death and its complications. In Act 1, Hamlet is torn and tortured by grief and misery from the death of his father and incestuous marriage of his mother with Claudius. He sees the world only for its evil and destruction. So much so, Hamlet laments the thought of suicide, but restrains himself from doing so due to the possibility of eternal suffering in the afterlife, stating his canon against self-slaughter. Hamlet again delves further into contemplation of the afterlife and suicide. In his famous to be or not to be soliloquy, he notes that the afterlife is the undiscovered country from whose born no traveller returns, and this unchangeable fact circles his mind. He provides his own insight, saying that conscience does make cowards of us all. In other words, the fear of what is ultimately but surely to come makes humans cowards. And perhaps in a more broader perspective, Hamlet hints to what he believes to be one of the primary motivation and reason to follow a religion. Overall, critic G. Wilson Knight encapsulates this concept, stating that death is over the whole play. Polonius and Ophelia die during the action, and Ophelia is buried before our eyes. Hamlet arranges the deaths of Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. The plot is set into motion by the murder of Hamlet's father, and the play opens with the apparition of the ghost.
Sleeping in my orchard, a serpent stung me. So the whole ear of Denmark is by a forged process of my death rankly abused.
So this is the ghost talking about the symbol of poison in Act 1, Scene 5. So this is one of the first instances in the play where poison comes up, and there's also the quote about how the poison was poured into the porches of my ear. And I think this really is another example of the corruption that we see in the play, because the fact that the poison is being poured into his ear specifically demonstrates Claudius's lies and deceit to try and kill his brother. And also the original quote that we just played, I think also shows about how deeply the corruption goes, because the fact that this king has been killed by poison has corrupted and poisoned the whole of Denmark, because they can't be ruled properly since that's happened. And that's the first instance of the poison. The second one is obviously at the end of the play, when Laertes poisons his sword, and then the whole royal family ends up dead by poison by the time Fortinbras comes to look at them. And I think this is symbolism about how their corruption and poison all in their different ways, because, you know, they've been corrupt like Gertrude by marrying her husband's brother, Claudius by killing his brother to try and become king, Hamlet by being so overtaken by his revenge, and they all end up poisoned and dead by the end of it, which I think is just generally quite heavily linked to the theme of corruption because of how the poison is.
The theme of incest and desire is inextricably linked to the motif of misogyny. Shattered by his mother's decision to marry Claudius, his uncle, Hamlet becomes cynical about women in general, showing a particular obsession with what he perceives to be a connection between female sexuality and moral corruption. This occurs sporadically throughout the play, but is an important factor in Hamlet's relationships with Ophelia and Gertrude. He urges Ophelia to go to the nunnery rather than experience the corruptions of sexuality, and exclaims of Gertrude, "Frailty, thy name is woman." Hamlet begins the play extremely upset by his mother's remarriage. In his first soliloquy, he pours contempt on his mother, and he extends that contempt to all women. Here, he blames the frailty of women for his mother's decision. As the play progresses, Hamlet reveals his obsession with a specific form of what he sees as female frailty, his mother's vulnerability to sexual temptation. When Hamlet finally confronts his mother, her sexuality is what seems to offend him. He accuses her of honeying and making love over the nasty sty.
A psychoanalytic approach is that Hamlet seems to be more upset with Gertrude than with Claudius, insulting her for her sexual promiscuity. His obsession with his mother's supposedly incestuous relationship stems from his desire to have incestuous relations with his own mother. Thus, Gertrude's hasty marriage puts Hamlet in a state of self-loathing because he feels guilty about his subconscious impulses. Hamlet is often at a standstill, stuck between his opposing options of killing Claudius and therefore himself, or letting Claudius live and thus keeping himself alive but suffering. This is because Claudius can be seen as the representative of Hamlet's id, acting on Hamlet's impulses by killing his father and sleeping with his mother. Claudius is a manifestation of Hamlet's Oedipal urges, having killed his father and married his mother. Claudius serves as an archetype of Hamlet's deepest subconscious fantasies, and thus killing him would entail killing himself.
In summary, Denmark has to rot in order to flourish, just as human flesh decays and fertilizes the ground beneath which it lies. Shakespeare creates a gloomy, poisonous atmosphere throughout Hamlet in order to argue that there is a profound connection between internal rot and external decay. As the state of Denmark suffers political corruption, Shakespeare invokes another kind of corruption, rotting, fouling, and putrefying, to suggest that a corrupt state is just as odious as a decaying corpse.
Silence. Good night, sweet prince.
Thanks for listening to our podcast
about corruption. We hope you enjoyed it and found it useful.